How do you do? On a Thursday evening here, one day late, but never short. Another edition of Butch on Sports, Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in here. Yes, on a Thursday night, we just one day late, things happen. But I'm on the air here and give you some sports news you can't get enough of. Let's get started as quickly as I can. The Super Wild Card weekend is over 102 million people tuned in on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday extravaganza of six games. Boy, oh boy. And over 30.5 million viewers on TV and digital as well here. Was one of the highest weekend ratings since 2015 and 16, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. In addition, over 34 billion total minutes of Super Wild Card coverage consumed across all the platforms. That's up plus 17% versus 2020's high total record dating back to 1988. Boy, oh boy. What some decent... And you know what? Like I said, the Nickelodeon broadcast on Sunday afternoon, boy, again, it really packed a wallet. Beware, but they will probably do it again pretty soon. Yes, the playoffs is on up in and tardy there. The number one overall seed in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans, for the first time since 2008, are in the playoffs, making their 2021 postseason debut when they host the Cincinnati Bengals on Saturday afternoon at 4:30. Bengals are 11-7 there. That's on CBS. Running back Derrick Henry is expected to return back on the field for the first time since week number 8. In 8 games this season, he totaled 9,937 yards. That's just in 8 games, and that was, you know, on average, 117.1 yards per game. 10 rushing touchdowns, and then he got hurt there. He's the only player in the league with at least 10 rushing touchdowns in each of the past 4 seasons. In 3 of Henry's 6 career postseason games, he has surpassed 150 yards in total rushing yardage. With 3 career games postseason with at least 150 yards, he's the second most in the NFL history, trailing only Pro Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis there. Henry also is one of 3 players all time at least a 200-yard scrimmage yard game with multiple postseason games along with Pro Football Hall of Famer Marcus Allen and Thurman Thomas. That's 2 of them. In the postseason, Henry has also totaled 758 yards scrimmage yard, 670, that's just rushing, 88 passing, 3 rushing touchdowns. His 111.7 rushing yards per game in the postseason is, again, the second highest most since 1970, and that's a minimum of 5 games. Now, the divisional playoff schedule is as follows. 4:30, Cincinnati Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. That's on CBS. 8:15 that night, the San Francisco 49ers against the Green Bay Packers. That's on Fox. That's a goodie. The NFC on Sunday, that 3 p.m., Los Angeles Rams at Tampa Bay. And yes, indeed. That's on NBC, of course, ladies and gentlemen. And the AFC contest at 6:40 p.m., the Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs, that's on CBS. So we covered football, which is more upcoming. The Detroit Pistons found a spark in the closing minutes of the game with a 13-1 run for a come-behind 133-131 victory last night against the Sacramento Kings. Sadiq Bey, he completed a three-point play to help with a goaltending charge on the Kings center, Richard Holmes, with just a minute left to tie the game at 131. Then Corey Joseph hit a game-winning mid-range shot with, yes, 25.9 seconds left there. Sadiq Bey had 30.7 rebounds to help the Pistons, who are 11-33. And their win was the fourth and seventh game. Kelly Olynyk is back for the Pistons. He added a season-high 22 points, 9 rebounds in his first game since November, losing only 33 games this season, not playing in. Joseph, a former King, by the way, got traded at the deadline last year. He finished with 19 points and 9 assists. The Pistons are coming back. Psych! The Detroit Red Wings, they claimed Jermo Smith, the older brother of Giovanni Smith, offered waivers on Wednesday. Jermo Smith, 27 years old, suffered a lower body injury during the training camp of the Tampa Bay Lightning and has yet played the season. Smith is 5 feet 10 inches, 203 pounds, has 24 points in 88 career NHL games, splitting among the Lightning, the Boston Bruins, and the Dallas Stars. He has played most of his hockey career in the American Hockey League, collecting 172 points, 195 penalty minutes, and 286 games, split among the Texas Stars, the Providence Bruins, and, yes, the famous Syracuse Crunch. Come on. You can do it, Butchie. Yep, in week number 5 of the Horizon League, boys and girls, men's basketball season, it's going to tip off this Thursday night. Right now, I can't get a score. I'm going to look for a score right now here while we're on the air here and see if Oakland has finished their game. It should be done, but no, I see hardly anything at this moment right now here. Oakland is supposed to be playing. They're in Wisconsin to play Green Bay. And I don't see any score with those particulars on there. What am I saying? Oh, well. The game must be over. And I don't have the score right now because I can't bring it up on my tabulator here. So, hey, we'll talk about them Sunday. Well, Oakland was the remaining, they're the only remaining unbeaten team headed for Wisconsin, I would say, tonight there. Oakland's Jaleel Moore is back leading the country in assists with a total of 8.2 assists per game from Oakland, Michigan. Oh, boy. Currently. And he has a total of 131 dimes this season as well, topping both in the nation. That's topped in the nation as well. He has 7 double-digit assist games this season. He is tied with teammate Jamal King, who has 7 double-doubles. Oakland is really getting tight there. And hopefully they can do better in playoffs this year when it comes down to NCAA superiority in the Horizon League, because they got to win that in order to get in. They're not going to get in at large, because the NCAA Devils well, has fixed that on up there. They know that. Well, they're not a strong team. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we'll just let that go. Okay? You know, it's a full card of not wrestling. I can think about it. But this Saturday in Dearborn, Michigan, outside of Detroit, the Salida promotion boxing event entitled Detroit Brawl at the Lincoln Ballroom at the Ford Community and Performance Arts Center in Dearborn, Michigan, appearing in the night of the 10-round middleweight main event will be WBC's number 9 and WBO number 15-ranked middleweight Hugo Boss Centennial Jr. He's going to face Atlanta's Antonio Todd, who has a 12-5 record with 7 knockouts. Something to do, boys and girls, if you have nothing else. And, of course, some of the big news this week is that tickets are on sale for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. That's presented by Lear, of course, in the raceway at Belle Isle, the last race at Belle Isle, because the race is going to be moved in downtown Detroit next year. That's going to really whoop up a lot. The tickets went on sale starting yesterday, the 19th. Popular summertime event with the festival in the Motor City. They're going to have a whole lot of events going on there, a lot of in-house bands along with some country's top bands as well. That has not been announced yet who's going to be playing, but, you know, it's something to do. It's between June 3rd and June 5th before they return to, yes, I said it, this old original home in the streets of downtown Detroit in 2023. Now, you fans, you can purchase tickets for the annual celebration of speed at www.detroitgp.com/tickets or by calling the ticket hotline at 866-464-PRE or 7749. Yes, the ticket for the 2022 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix was presented again by Lear. It's just about $40. And a fan can have more viewing options than ever before and flexibility as the world-class auto racing focuses as an international spotlight on Belle Isle. And all the Grand Prix ticket holders once again will have the access to the Fifth Third Bank paddocks throughout the weekend. It's known as the locker room for motorsports. The paddock provides a unique experience for the fans as they watch their favorite drivers and their teams working in their garage areas as they complete the Grand Prix all weekend long. And you might get lucky and see one of those famous race car drivers brooming around your way or just walking around drinking a Coca-Cola or something there. Or maybe just cussing out their boss because they didn't get their car right. I don't know, but hey, it's all open out there at Belle Isle this upcoming summer. Hopefully, things don't dull that down and things get better socially and otherwise there. Well, I would like to go on a little bit longer, but my time's up for today because I don't have no more in this script. I could be talking about a whole heck of a lot, but I will say this. High school basketball and other winter sports are going on now, right now in the state of Michigan there. That's including wrestling, swimming and diving, you name it. It's happening. So get out there and support those kids if you can. Do it safely, please. If it's going to be the case of you're going to be indoors, please wear a mask. Protect those kids who are on the floor without one, and hopefully they're doing their due diligence at the high school level to make sure those kids are safe by being tested and not putting everybody else at risk as well. There have been a lot of games canceled. Some will be made up. I'm quite sure some are going to be forfeited. But you can bet your bottom dollar these kids want to play. They're ready for March Madness and then some. So get out there if you can and support them. And like I said, if you go in these buildings and whatnot, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, think about getting vaccinated if you haven't. And you have been vaccinated. It's always safe to wear that mask indoors there. It does not hurt. Don't be a big bad boogie bear. I ain't got to do nothing because I got all my shots of booster. Wear a mask. And for that thing, and I'm done. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, of course. Yes, go to the page Butch on Sports on Facebook. If not, go to my homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. And yes, you can go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com as the show is located right there with a lot of other social and great shows on the Game Sports Show dial there, or family of shows. And yes, from what I understand, we will probably go on the air next Monday. We'll be back with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and a whole caboodle of other things going on. Quite sure it's going to be a lot to talk about on this Monday Game Sports Show on 1400 News Talk 1400, boys and girls, in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll do it, and we'll do it live, okay? Hey, have a good weekend. It is cold. Stay warm, stay comfortable, stay cozy, and hey, check me out on Sunday on Butcher on Sports. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.